In the presentation, we worked with an example called Pretzels Unlimited, and we asked you to do the calculations manually with a 99-cent calculator. It's just multiplication and addition. But eventually, that gets very tiresome. Do it enough times so that you understand the process, but then realize that there are spreadsheets that make life so much easier. And I know if you never worked with a spreadsheet, it can be kind of overwhelming at first, but it's really just like a big bingo calculator. So let's take a look at Pretzels Unlimited, the discounted cash flow spreadsheet. Remembering that you're going to have to make a copy of this or download it as an Excel file, or just use Google Docs. So what we're going to do is we're going to make this a little smaller. No, let's leave it that. It's fine. Let's leave it right here. And here is the problem. Notice that all we have to do is type in the current year, and it will change the other years, and then put in the cash flows for the 4 years. And so at first we thought we're going to get $2 in the first year, $2.20 in the second year, $2.30 in the third year, and then $2.30 plus $27 from the possible future price of the stock. But really, it's so easy to just go in there and change that. Say it's only $25. The spreadsheet recalculates for us. Is that cool or what? I think so, right? So we're going to go back to $27 because that's what's in the problem. And we did it for 12%. Come on, sweetheart. Got to press the enter key. Okay. All these others, we had to grab them manually from the present value table, but the spreadsheet calculates it for us. It calculates the multiplication and then the addition. Now, here's the really cool part. At 12%, the model is saying, you know what? This might be a potentially good investment for us. But let's say we really want 15%. All you have to do is come in here and type 15 and hit the enter key and notice that the spreadsheet recalculates for us. So now it's saying, you know what? At a current market price of $22, it's worth a little bit less than that, $21.67. But hey, you know, that's pretty darn good. Let's go back to 12%. And the model is saying, yes, there's a present value higher than the current market price. That doesn't mean we should go out and buy the stock. It means that we point to a stock like that to do more research. But now here's the best part. Internal rate of return. Oh, by the way, there's a little question here. Why is the spreadsheet's final value differ a few cents from our manual calculation? That's because the spreadsheet is using 20 digits of accuracy with these present value multipliers. The present value table just has 3 digits of accuracy. That's the reason why. Now, if we go to internal rate of return, it will automatically say, look, you paid $22 for that. That's the current market price. Here are your cash flows. And by the way, you don't have to type anything here. It grabs it from the other sheet. And if you indeed pay $22 for this stock and you get these cash flows over the next 4 years, then you're going to get actually 14.51% internal rate of return. Remembering that sometimes if you don't put in good numbers, or maybe even if you do put in good numbers, sometimes this will come back and say, I can't figure it out. And that's because internal rate of return is a little bit of a sketchy calculation that we learn about in an upper division finance class or graduate level. If you are so inclined and you really want to learn how to do it, just contact me and we'll go through the process. Is that cool or what? I think this is really exciting. And folks, I use this spreadsheet over and over and over again. All you got to do is make a copy. Where's the menu? Make a copy and then play with it, and then delete it, because you can always do it again. It's only a matter of typing in some cash flows and then trying it over again with many, many different companies. I think so. It's just one of many models out there, but I think it's one of the best, especially for people like me who love dividends. But as we saw in the presentation, it also works for companies that aren't paying dividends. Cool. All right. Have fun. I hope you do.